it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, March 28th, 2018. I am Richie Ferrol. Here are the headlines. Kalinago Chief Charles Williams released from hospital to seek further medical attention overseas. Caliber Infant Primary and Junior High School in Kingston, Jamaica received a new cricket net facility. And U.S. President Donald Trump keen to meet Kim Jong-un after the North Korean leader's trip to China went very well. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. More details to follow.
Want to win some cash back? Get a cash loan of up to $10,000 from Courts with up to 24 months to repay. That's not all. Get a chance to win the value of your loan in cash. Yes, you heard right. Plus, no security required. It does not get any better than that. A cash loan from Courts of up to $10,000. And a chance to win the value of your loan in cash. Hop it down to a Courts store near you. The promotion ends March 31st. See in-store for details. Courts, bringing value home.
Here's what's making news. Principals and other school officials have been asked to take ownership of the Safe School Emergency Program launched this week. Minister for Education Peter Sejar says the program, financed by Israel Aid and UNICEF, is for the safety of schools on island during and after a disaster.
We must keep that enthusiasm for safety at our schools buoyant. I therefore implore all principals and education officers within the Ministry of Education to take immediate ownership of this program. The program is specifically concerned with enhancing community capacities by working with children on disaster risk reduction initiatives, building school emergency templates based on each community's specific areas of vulnerability, assembling disaster risk reduction guidelines for building back better, and organizing a contingency plan for the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development. My friends, the onus is therefore on all of you, on all of us, to ensure that the students in our care participate in and benefit fully from this program.
Minister for Education Peter Sejar. In a news release received on 28th March 2018, the Caliber Infant Primary and Junior High School in Kingston, Jamaica, received a new cricket net facility through the kind contributions of Cricket West Indies, CWI, the West Indies Players Association, WIPA, and the Jamaica Cricket Association, JCA. The over 200-year-old institution has been recognized for its role played in the development of Jamaica and by extension West Indies cricket, producing players such as the likes of J.K. Holt Sr. and George Atlas Headley. The project was facilitated by former Jamaica cricketer and now contractor Ray Winter. Project coordinator Brian Breeze said it was necessary to assist the cricket program at the school at this time. This school is one of the first institutions to start playing cricket way back in 1887, and it was from this school that the Lucas Cricket Club was founded by David Ellington. It is from that rich history and tradition that we believe the cricket program here should be enhanced and nurtured. Calabar Infant Primary and Junior High are currently preparing for the Scotiabank Kiddie Cricket Competition, and head coach Devon Anderson welcomes the newly installed net facility at the school. We must thank CWI, GCA, and WIPA for this new facility. It will help us to prepare our cricketers better in terms of technical expertise, and I know our boys and girls will enjoy batting and bowling on this new concrete pitch. President of the West Indies Players Association, Wivel Hines, says Today marks a rebirth of cricket at the school when you look at the rich history and the tradition of this institution. Having produced some of the West Indies greats, it is only fitting that WIPA lends support to an initiative that will celebrate the life and history and help to sustain the continued growth and the development of cricket in Jamaica and the wider region. This is Q95 News. Kalinago Chief Charles Williams has been discharged from the Princess Margaret Hospital in Dominica due to sick medical attention abroad. This was announced by Acting Chairman of the Kalinago Council, Lewis Patrick Hill.
So the Chief fell ill and was admitted to the Princess Margaret Hospital. He spent a few days there. He has had some tests done and he has recovered to the point that he has been discharged. However, he has some additional tests that he must do, and once those tests have been, the results have come out, there will be some determination made about allowing him to go to Martinique for additional medical treatment. So the people of the Kalinago Territory just want to wish the chief well. We wish him a speedy recovery, and our thoughts and our prayers are with him. So the chief has asked me to chair the council, and the council has met and has unanimously agreed for me to chair the council. And so I am looking forward to doing a few things that has to be done. The chief has been ill for a little while, and there are several items that are left undone that we must continue to work on.
Chairman of the Kalinago Council, Lewis Patrick Hill. Laplin Village Councillor and Chairman of the Laplin Disaster Committee, Jason Fountain, is advising all NGOs, donor agencies, to look out for relief distribution practices which appear political or partisan. Fountain has accused Laplin MP Peter Saint-Jean of politicizing relief efforts of Israel Aid. The Laplin Village Councillor was speaking to Q95 on Monday when he made this appeal.
I believe that once monies are sent to the village council, to the village council's account, the village council should have a say, you know, where that money came from, ask questions, where the money came from, what is the intention and purpose for usage of that money, and also make the decision making with the contractors and builders to help and to fund, because we still have to sign to release that money. So if it is in our account and we have to sign to release that money as signatories for that funding, we should have a say. So Peter Saint-Jean should not be going around and having private meetings in Laplin with NGOs and not informing the village council. That is total disrespect. That is total neglect. And have no, this is the people who chosen this council, chosen this on the 9th of January to represent them on the local level. And to the NGOs, if you are doing that, I'm asking you to sis. If you come here to help us, help us. If you come here to help this government or this any political party, not only the Labour Party, it could be the United Workers Party, it could be PAPI, it could be anybody, you try to help them to gain popularity or gain or bribe anybody or to secure votes for our next general election in Dominica or to participate in any political arena, you might as well just pack up and go.
Laplin Village Councillor and Chairman of the Laplin Disaster Committee, Jason Fountain. Founder and Executive Director of HUGS, Chris McGilvery, says his organization plans to assist Dominican students for the long term. HUGS is also seeking to train high school and college students in developing leadership skills to assist the younger ones in their communities. McGilvery says persons can apply at givemorehugs.org.
We want to continue to help out the schools and children of Dominica, and I know we will be coming back to the island, but we're also going to be continuing to provide supplies, and so our local team here will be able to get the supplies and distribute them to the schools that we partner with. We're currently looking for ambassadors in Dominica. We are accepting applications from high school and college students who are interested in developing their leadership skills to help children in Dominica. And so they can apply at givemorehugs.org.
Meantime, McGilvery is encouraging Dominicans to be realistic, positive, and practical in their approach toward recovery efforts post-Hurricane Maria. He believes Dominicans are strong and generous and championed other donor agencies and NGOs to effectively assist individuals seeking to create a business or community projects.
Dominicans are strong and generous, and I think that you guys are coming together to help out each other. There's still so much work that needs to be done, and so I hope that our project and anyone that's doing work in Dominica inspires more to support Dominica, because it's a very special place. There's no place like this in the world, and so I hope that more Ross University School of Medicine alumni, faculty, staff help out. I hope that communities here in Dominica come together to really support one another. And I actually would like to share an opportunity with the Dominican individuals, just so that they know that there is a foundation out there that is willing to give funding to individuals and startup nonprofits that do not have access to financial resources to get supplies. And so I work with the Pollination Project as well, and they give out $1,000 every day to social change makers. And so if anyone's interested in getting $1,000 US to start a project,
yeah,
I would encourage them to apply. You know anyone?
Might know a few people.
Awesome.
Yeah.
They do support projects that, for example, like community gardens. They support sanitation projects. They support
small scale.
Yeah, youth leadership projects, art clubs. Like, so if there's a high school student that wants to start a project but doesn't have the funds, age is no determining factor. They believe anyone can make a difference. And so we've had as young as a 7-year-old get a grant to build a community garden. Why not in Dominica?
Founder and executive director of Hugs, Chris McGilvery, he spoke to Q95 News in an exclusive interview on a Monday. You're listening to Q95 News. Q95 News has been reliably informed that Dominica's government requested that its fees to the Organization of American States, OAS, be waived due to the onslaught brought upon the country by Hurricane Maria in September 2017. It is said that every member of the OAS agreed to fulfill this request, except the Trinidadian government, insisting that Dominica pays all of its fees owed to the organization. Reports also indicate that Dominica's ambassador was visibly stunned. After the March 13th general election in Grenada, which saw the incumbent New National Party, NNP, win a consecutive clean sweep at the polls, winning all 15 seats up for grabs under the leadership of Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell, who won his fifth non-consecutive term as Prime Minister. All Senate seats are within his nomination, with the second-place finisher, the National Democratic Congress, NDC, being invited to fill at least one of those seats up for grabs. During the last parliamentary session, the Senate seat made available to the NDC was filled by NDC leader Nazim Burke, who was also the Minister for Finance in the previous Tillman Thomas administration that eventually lost to Mitchell and the NNP in 2013. And U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is keen to meet Kim Jong-un after being told the North Korean leader's trip to China went very well. But Donald Trump said maximum sanctions and pressure on North Korea would continue ahead of proposed talks in May 2018. He added that denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula was now a possibility. The comments follow Mr. Kim's meeting with China's President Xi Jinping in his first known foreign trip since taking office in 2011. Mr. Kim and his wife were greeted with a banquet and a guard of honor, with the North Korean leader reportedly saying he was committed to denuclearization. China is North Korea's main partner economically. And that's the Prime Evening News. First, a recap of our headlines. Kalinago Chief Charles Williams released from hospital to seek further medical attention overseas. Calabar Infant Primary and Junior High School in Kingston, Jamaica received a new cricket net facility. And U.S. President Donald Trump, keen to meet Kim Jong-un after the North Korean leader's trip to China, went very well. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, you can log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking breaking story or latest development, send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message. The numbers are 616-2130 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Ferola.
As it happens, when it happens.